This week, I got the first Shaila on Hilchas Pesach. Who's asking a Shaila on Hilchas Pesach now? So the answer is, people are starting to make their travel plans for Pesach, and they were going to go away, and they're b'chor, and they want to know whether they have to fast. If you're b'chor, you have to fast, unless you go to a siyum. So the person asked, do you need a minion to be the siyum? You can finish your own masechta today. You know, Baruch Hashem, Daf Yomi, a lot of people finish their own masechtas. So I said, you don't need a minion. You could make your own siyum. You know, you meet a minion. You know, nine people is not good enough. You need a minion for davening here, for the minions, Baruch Hashem. But for a siyum b'chorim, you don't need a minion. Another question that relevant to this week's parsha, we read about Moshe Rabbeinu. So there was a question that he postponed the Bris Mila. Chazal say obviously he didn't do it to Bapshia. There was a reason. We're not going to get into it. And the Noda Behuda writes that people used to do this, I guess before Daf Yomi, so not everyone was making a siyum. So they would have a baby that was born, say this time of the year, and they would wait to the Bris Mila till Erev Pesach. So this way they have the siyum. So the Noda Behuda said that's a terrible thing. You can't just stam if the baby's healthy. You can't just stam wait to have the Sudas Mitzvah because of the Bris Mila. So that was this week's parsha. So obviously you're not allowed to do that. Rav Henkin writes that if a person's stuck, and obviously if then he fasts. But if he can't fast and he's stuck, he should give some tzedakah. And he's redeems the fast, and they don't have to fast because he gave the tzedakah in lieu of fasting.
That's pretty intense. People were knowing Minchasidus on the fast derabbanan of Erev Pesach, but